Now, if you have a God who is that powerful and that wise, and that God is involved in life, then one of the things that flows from that is this point, that the strength, that the secret, a lot of the secret to strength and hope in life is opening our hearts to how he can use us as life is, rather than wanting him to make life as we want it to be. We keep trying to use God as a tool to get God to accomplish our agenda of how we want life to be. God, do this. God. And what he's trying to say is, listen, that's not done. All you're doing is really following your own kind of agenda, and that's never going to bring you strength or hope, because it's really based on whether this agenda of yours gets carried out. Reverse it, and you'll find strength and hope. It's not about whether life is as you want it to be. It may never really work out that way. We live in a broken world, and we're broken people, and the people around you are broken. We're going to disappoint. We're going to hurt. Loved ones are going to hurt. Co-workers are going to hurt. Life doesn't get to be fair. Tragedy. We can't control those kinds of things. But the secret is, rather than having our strength and hope being found in getting it life to be as we want, rather, we open our hearts and say, life is the way that it is. Use me as it is.